This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Anthony Reich, Boker Tov, good morning. Hope you're well.
Boker Tov, a very, very strange story came out of Jerusalem yesterday involving a beauty salon on the east side of the city in the Atur neighborhood. And apparently 20 women were found unconscious at this beauty salon as a result of inhaling hazardous materials. Oy. And there was talk about carbon monoxide poisoning. And I just could not make head or tail of the story. First of all, to think that there were 20 women at one time in a beauty salon. I mean, I don't regularly frequent beauty salons, but it sounds like quite an industrial scale beauty salon going off. There's going to be 20 people there all at the same time. How exactly carbon monoxide could have been pumped into the beauty salon so that 20 women were actually unconscious? You would think that once one falls unconscious or one doesn't feel so well, people go, I don't know. It's a very, very strange story. Some of the women apparently quite serious medical condition as a result of this inhalation of the hazardous material, probably carbon monoxide, we understand. But we'll see what the rest of the story is about. We haven't heard any more. The firefighters were sent from the city of Jerusalem to go and investigate what went on there. We don't really know any further details, but a very, very odd situation indeed.
That really is very, very strange. The U.S. also a little bit odd what is going on there, but not really surprising. The U.S. has attacked Iranian targets for a second night in a row. That's as Iran retaliates by attacking Gulf states. We spoke earlier to Shabbos Kestenbaum. His thought is that it'll probably be contained after this. What is the latest and what do you think is happening there?
Well, we spoke about this yesterday after the first night of it, and you know, I sort of felt that because it was all very localized in the area of the Straits of Hormuz, and also we have to say quite focused on the flow of oil. I mean, all of this really seems to center around the flow of oil. On the one hand, the Iranians attack these oil tankers. On the other hand, the Americans retaliate by attacking targets within that area of the Straits of Hormuz in the Bandar Abbas port area on Karg Island, you know, various islands around the Straits of Hormuz that the Iranians use in order to police that area, attacking some of the speedboats that are being used by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard in order to police the Straits of Hormuz. So the whole thing looks very, very focused and localized around oil flow through the Straits of Hormuz in one way or the other. President Trump was very vocal yesterday, and you definitely get the impression that he shoots from the hip, that he doesn't really think too much, doesn't go into counsel with his advisors to think about what sort of message he wants to send out to the Iranians, to the international world, which are the words that he should use in order to send the right messages. It all just seems to blurt out without a great deal of thought ahead of time. Oh, we are, the memorandum of understanding is canceled. You know, he really goes very, very far and uses emotive language in order to wheel out a whole succession of threats against Iran, bad people, and can't trust them. And they've told us one thing and they've said another thing. When we were doing things, they were going out into the public. I mean, a whole host of information which all fell out in that moment of frustration, I suspect. I have I have some sympathy with Shabbos Kestenbaum's position where he thinks it might all be contained and this will blow over, because we've seen that happen before. It's definitely an escalation from yesterday. Yesterday, you thought that it might sort of be tipping over the edge. I was less convinced about that. Today, I'm also still not entirely convinced that this has tipped over the edge. There's no doubt that Israel has already issued various instructions to its military forces to be on the highest possible alert. So Israel has certainly stepped up its alerts, because there is a feeling that this could still escalate further. And the point is that it's all very unpredictable, because it doesn't seem to really follow any sort of a pattern where the president will say, look, you know, I'm happy to contain it under these circumstances. If they cross this line, then all bets are off or whatever. It all just seems to be very spontaneous and very reactive to whatever's going on. We did see that, America yesterday said they'd attacked 80 targets. So in order to try to step things up a little bit, the Iranians said, oh, they've attacked 85 targets belonging to Gulf countries in Bahrain and Kuwait and other areas around the Gulf area. Again, last night, lots and lots of attacks, American forces against Iranian targets within that area of the Straits of Hormuz. And similarly, the Iranians responding and attacking targets within the Gulf countries. President Trump also mentioned that he had promised that he wouldn't carry out attacks when the funeral was taking place, the funeral, of course, of the Supreme Leader. And he then made sure that people know that he carried out his promise of not carrying out attacks while the funeral was taking place. But he feels that Iran wasn't okay, because even though he had given this undertaking, they decided that they were attacking these ships. So definitely an escalation since yesterday, not quite tipped over the edge. But by this time tomorrow, things could easily tip over the edge if it doesn't pull back a little bit. So I think today is going to be relatively critical in discovering whether there will be a pullback from the Iranian side. If, for example, the Iranians decide to carry out further attacks against ships in the Straits of Hormuz, or attempt to attack American targets in neighboring Gulf countries, that may well tip things over the edge. The good news for now is that Israel is very much out of things, aside from
In terms of emergency preparations and home front, has that all remained as is or as was?
Yeah, there's been no additional instructions for the home front at all. Business as usual right now. We continue our daily activities quite normally. The IDF has certainly made clear that they've gone on to a very high level of alert. We still know that there are some Israeli forces, Iron Dome units and others, in those Gulf countries helping to protect and defend those Gulf countries. So some IDF soldiers must be, in operation and active service right now as they help to defend against those Gulf countries. Interestingly, in spite of the numerous attacks against Gulf countries by Iran, there aren't reports of any significant damage or casualties. So I'm guessing that the anti-missile systems there, whether they be Israeli systems or American systems, whichever ones have been deployed, are doing their job to the in the most part. The Iranians did mention that some of their soldiers and some of their citizens were killed in the American attacks of the night before last. They mentioned that 3 people had been killed. So obviously that also escalates the situation just a little bit. But I would say that today is going to be critical. If the Iranians continue to carry out attacks, all bets could be off, and we could find ourselves back in the throes of another operation against Iran. I have little doubt that Israel will get involved if brought in. In other words, I don't think that Israel is going to volunteer and say, America's being attacked, or the Gulf countries are being attacked, we're going to retaliate from here. I don't think that that would happen. However, it would just take one missile to be fired towards Israel to drag Israel right back into this war again, and that would be quite a significant drag back.
Yeah, it is fascinating and noteworthy that when Iran does retaliate, they retaliate against Gulf states. They don't yet retaliate against Israel, because they are fully aware of what that would mean to them.
Yeah, so I've heard that position set out before, which says you know, they're reluctant to try and attack Israel right now because they know that that comes with a very serious consequence. We also know that there was a huge plan that was in place and ready to roll before President Trump stopped it, that Israel still has on ice and ready to exercise if the events are considered to be appropriate. So I agree that I think that one missile towards Israel could potentially throw this thing all back into where we were before. Every day is interesting to see how things go. But for now, at least, the home front in Israel is business as usual. And I think that that's also a strong indication of where things are expected to go from here.
The Israeli emergency team in Venezuela has been requested to remain. How is this being managed? Because as far as I know, there's no diplomatic relationship between Israel and Venezuela, is there?
So, yeah, I mean, the diplomatic relations with Venezuela were broken off by the Venezuelan government, President Maduro, way back when in 2009, I think. And since then, absolutely no diplomatic relations with Venezuela whatsoever. But there are some interesting things that we can note here. First of all, we know that the president of Venezuela was kidnapped by the Americans and taken away, and that an interim president, Delcy Rodriguez, was appointed, and she continues to be the interim president as things stand at the moment. And we understand that she's quite well disposed towards Israel. So even though the situation where there are no diplomatic relations between the two countries persists because the situation hasn't been changed, the appearance is that the Venezuelan government under Delcy Rodriguez is quite well disposed towards Israel. And of course, when it was arranged for an Israeli and an official Israeli team to go out and help in the aftermath of the earthquake, that team was very warmly received. And there's a great picture that shows interim president Delcy Rodriguez in Caracas with a delegation from Israel, the Venezuelan flag on the table on the one side, the Israeli flag on the table on the other side, interim president Rodriguez at the head of the table with a delegation from Venezuela, and IDF soldiers in their uniforms with the Israeli flag very, very prominent and proudly displayed on their uniform, sitting at the table with President Delcy Rodriguez and the Venezuelan team. So that gives us an indication of how warmly this team has been received. And we understand that she specifically requested that the team extend the time of the work that they're doing in Venezuela. And they have been requested to stay for an extra 2 weeks by the interim president. And Foreign Minister Gideon Saar has agreed to this extension. And apparently the work that the Israeli team are doing in Venezuela is really warming the hearts of the Venezuelans. It's been very noticeable, very publicly seen, and very publicly recognized. So I think that, you know, the work that our team are doing, as always, has been really fantastic and a great way to reach out and to somehow try to repair the lack of diplomatic relations, which still don't exist, ironically.
And it just showcases Israel quite differently. Those are the stories we never really see in the press. I mean, I saw that there was the one about also about an Israeli doctor saving Erdogan's life a couple of years ago from Turkey when he needed it. You know, these are the stories that we just never seem to read in our mainstream media.
They don't serve the narrative, do they?
Absolutely appalling that. But it is what is more important is the good work, the really good work that that Israel is doing around the world. Anthony Reich, thank you as always. Thank you for a fantastic week of reporting. We wish you a Shabbat Shalom, a fantastic weekend, and we'll catch you on Monday morning, 7:45, for the Israel Report.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.